Electric vehicles are more popular than ever. Maybe you're even thinking about getting one. Switching to an EV and away from fossil fuel is the most effective step you can take to reduce your own carbon footprint while helping Vermont meet its clean energy goals. Today, we're talking about EVs, why they're cheaper to own, more fun to drive, and how they are transforming the grid to fight climate change. Plus, how easy it is to make the switch to an EV and save. So we're talking EVs today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kristen Carlson, and I am here with Josh Castingay.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. You lead innovation at GMP.
I do. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for having me, Kristen, my fellow coworker. Good to see you.
It's great to see you again. We were just at the office and now we're in a studio.
Yeah. A really sweet studio.
It's really nice. I really like it. You know what else is really nice? Your electric vehicle.
Electric vehicles. I think you summed it up when you said fun to drive. Like, if I can tell anybody one thing about electric vehicles, fun to drive is the key, and just the control, the functionality, the pickup and the power, and then all of the other probably more important things, actually, in terms of no fossil fuel. The maintenance free is amazing. No more oil changes. Let's talk about EVs.
Well, they're cheaper to own. And EVs are starting to really break through right now. I know when I'm out on the road, I see a lot of EVs, electric vehicles around town. I drive an electric vehicle. Josh, you drive an electric vehicle, and you've owned a couple at this point. Talk to me about what is it like in the winter? I know it's really beautiful out right now, but a lot of times I hear from folks, do they really work in the winter? This is my serious voice. Did that work?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Good. Yeah, good. I'll take that as a serious question then. So do they work in the winter? Yes, they work in the winter. There's two things to keep in mind in terms of working in the winter. Just sort of the driving and the control and traction and that sort of thing. So like any other vehicle, you want to have good tires. So, you know, it's a good idea to have.
Snow tires are key. This is the PSA portion of this.
That's
brought
right,
to you
folks.
By snow tires.
Change your tires before the snow flies. And then the second thing is state of charge, the batteries. That's another question, the range that you get in the wintertime. You do get less range in the winter. There's no question. As you use the heating in an electric vehicle, that will take a little bit of the range. But in terms of getting around in Vermont, it still hasn't been an issue. If you look at the range of the vehicle when you buy it and kind of know what you're doing with it, there's charging stations. Green Mountain Power has done a lot of work over the last few years and a lot of other partners in Vermont to get more charging infrastructure out there. So you're never really too far away from a fast charging piece of infrastructure or even charging at locations, retail, hotels and that sort of thing.
Or your home. I got a free charger by joining GMP's charging program. And so I can just charge up at home. And it is so much fun to do. I know my daughter, who's 10, we've had the EV for about 3 years now, and your son's a similar age. She loves plugging it in. She loves that there's no idling. There's no carbon pollution. And I have a bit of a commute. I go from Montpelier to Colchester most days, and the EV does it. And it's super fun. I mean, talk about some giddy up.
Yeah, it gets up and goes. That is for sure. And you're right. Like, I think I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's like 85-90% of folks charging happens at home. That's where the vast majority of the charging happens. And something that as Kristen mentioned earlier, something that we are able to leverage electric vehicles for is actually the energy grid as a whole, believe it or not. So when you get an EV, if you're a Green Mountain Power customer, we'll give you a level 2 charger, which is just a fancy name for a charger that's faster and basically gets your car charged up quicker. And you can actually get a cheaper rate of electricity for that car in exchange for managing away from some of the really high peak demand energy times. And so that makes charging up your car, it's like less than $1 a gallon of gas equivalent.
Okay, you heard that. Less than $1 a gallon to charge up. I'm talking to you, I guess, because no one else is in this room or to our friends listening.
I hope somebody's listening.
I hope so, too. But it's less than $1 to charge up. And as someone who grew up in Vermont, grew up in rural Vermont and on back roads, that car gets me everywhere in every season. And we know there's multiple seasons in Vermont. So you got your mud, your spring, your other mud, your winter, your early winter, your late winter. And then I think for a week we have summer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've got a few different types of winter, and then you got a few weeks of summer. Actually, it was pretty nice summer, a little wet, but these vehicles are a little heavier in terms of, you know, with the battery system that's in them. Sometimes, you know, depending on what you have, they sometimes have a lower center of gravity, which all that means actually handles pretty well with a good set of tires in the wintertime. they do really well. And, you know, it's obviously a very important thing in Vermont here.
It sure is. And so there are rebates available, added income rebates. If you're low to moderate income, there are added rebates for GMP customers. The state has rebates. There has never been a more affordable time to drive electric. And then I think this one really surprises and is exciting for folks. It is cheaper to own over the life of the car because you're not having to do the thing I always forget to do, which is like oil changes.
Yeah, that's right. No, yeah, you forget to do those, Kristen?
I do a lot.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that's it. That actually should be the PSA here is never forget an oil change again.
Done.
You don't need to do it.
Done.
No, seriously, there's like 20 moving parts in an electric vehicle compared to thousands, I don't know, in an internal combustion engine vehicle. So a lot less to go wrong, frankly, and a lot less to maintain. And the other thing that's interesting about electric vehicles is you actually use the electric portion to slow yourself down while you're driving. Some people call it like single pedal driving. There's different names for it. But what that all means is you use the brakes a lot less too, because you're charging up the battery as you're slowing down, which then means I don't need to change the brakes as often and I don't need to change oil. And blah, blah, blah. So it's like life's using these vehicles saves you a ton, not to mention, as we said, just the big savings in fuel cost.
And I also like it because if you care about the environment, so you got the savings, but if you care about the environment, it is our top source of carbon pollution in Vermont. So the single biggest action you can take to help is to drive electric. So Josh, thanks for chatting.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, good
to see you.
I'll see you back in the office in a few minutes at Green Mountain Power.
We'll see you soon.
And again, all kinds of information about the incentives that are available on our website, greenmountainpower.com, to help you switch away from fossil fuels and cut carbon and costs. Thank you for being here with us. Talk soon.